WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago's gun violence is usually measured in murders, but that actually minimizes the scope of the problem because so many more people are shot and survive. Just last year, 3,300 people were wounded in Chicago's shootings. As part of our series, Those Who Did Not Die, WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports on the way tens of thousands of bullets have scarred bodies, emotions, and communities in Chicago.
Joseph Williams has been at both ends of the gun.
You know, you feel the power of it, and then you feel the respect. You pull a gun on somebody, their whole attitude changes.
Williams, who everyone calls Joe Wayne, says when he was younger, he was a pretty hardcore gangbanger.
The first time I shot somebody was, I was 14 then.
In 1994, when Williams was 29, he was outside of a bar at the corner of 75th and Halsted, gambling. Shooting dice. And he won big.
I think it was like 7,000, 7,500, something like that. Then went in the club to have some drinks and just, you know, do what we do.
When he came out of the bar, drunk and happy, he got ambushed.
The guys that I was gambling with had called some more people to come stick me up. They hit me three times in the side. Then when I fell up, they walked up to me and shot me three times in the back. And then when they turned me over, I just laid there like I was dead. And they just took all the gold off my neck, went in my pockets, took all my rings off, and left me there for dead.
It took Williams 3 years to recover physically from the 6 bullet wounds. A lot of that recovery time he spent in jail, because when he got shot, he was carrying an illegal gun. He remembers waking up in the hospital, handcuffed to the bed.
The shock had went off, and I could feel the bullets in me. And I couldn't move, but it was just steaming. Hot, you know, like I was on fire.
While he was recovering in jail, Williams thought hard about the life he was leading, the danger he was in, the people he had hurt.
And I was like, man, I could have been dead. You know, I should have been dead. And I said, I need to do something different.
He resolved to change his life once he was out. But then, back on the street, the trauma he suffered actually made it harder for him to change his life. He was afraid.
Now, everybody know that you can... You ain't that steel that you was, so anybody might try to pull it on you. You know, they done did it once, they'll do it again.
He decided he had to show the people around him that he was no mark.
I was scared within myself, but I wanted to let them know, let whoever know that I'm still built to do this.
Williams went back to carrying a gun, back to gangbanging. It took almost 20 years for him to get out of that life. He still feels afraid sometimes.
4th of July is my worst holiday, you know. I still feel that effect, you know. Every time I hear something loud, you know, I'm looking, you know. It ain't never no comfortable feeling.
Williams is one of tens of thousands of people in Chicago living with the trauma and pain of a gunshot wound. Since the turn of the millennium, about 50,000 people have survived gunshots in Chicago. It's a population that would make up a city unto itself, all of its citizens marked for life. Dr. Tanya Zacherson moved to the United States from Canada because of all the shooting. Zacherson is a trauma surgeon at the University of Chicago.
It attracts actually surgeons from around the world to work here. That's the volume of gun violence.
On a busy night, Zacherson and her colleagues treat 20 to 25 gunshot victims at the U of C Trauma Center.
Sadly, you feel like you're working in a war zone. So you're using your clinical skills and your operative skills the way you were trained to do so.
Zacherson says treating the injuries and recovering from them is especially challenging because of the unique impact bullets have on a human body. Unlike a stab wound, a bullet doesn't just go straight in. There's something called a tumble and yaw of a bullet that surgeons use to describe the way a gunshot bounces around inside the human body, destroying everything in its path.
It can cause so much damage and so much injury. It's really devastating and completely damaging to the patient on an anatomic and physiologic level.
Studies show that shooting survivors experience pain for years after their injuries and frequently have to be readmitted to the hospital long after their initial recovery. The University of Chicago provides wraparound services to the people who come into the trauma center. But Zacherson says overall in Chicago, shooting victims are not getting near the help they need. And it goes beyond the physical. Experts say up to 70% of the people who get shot develop post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
Trauma changes everything. It disrupts everything.
Sonia Dinizulu runs the University of Chicago's Stress, Trauma, and Resilience Program. The trauma of being shot can change the way people think and perceive things. Many survivors of shootings in Chicago, people who were just caught in the crossfire or hit by a stray bullet, talk about what they should have done to protect themselves from something impossible to predict.
Trauma makes people think that they are to blame.
It also makes it harder for people to hold down jobs, maintain relationships, excel in school. And it can make people feel afraid. For Joe Wayne, his response to that fear was to double down on his gangbanging persona and add to the city's violence, even as he was hoping for a way out. For others, it means not going outside or being wary of strangers or hiding from unfamiliar cars. Dinizulu says these problems are compounded by the fact that the vast majority of shootings happen in poor communities of color, already suffering from disinvestment and a lack of resources.
We just survived a traumatic event. Now we have to survive other systems of trauma that has always been plaguing the Black and brown community for hundreds of years.
She says Chicago survivors need more support, more mental health help, more services for people with physical issues. But they also need help with basic things like food and housing. Most importantly, she says, the city needs to invest in the communities where people are being shot. Prevent shootings. Make it so there are fewer victims of trauma.
This is not normal. This doesn't happen in every single neighborhood in America. It happens in particular neighborhoods with a particular demographic of people.
It doesn't happen in every neighborhood, but it happens across the country. A recent study shows more than 230 people sustain a non-fatal gun injury every day in America. The researchers from the gun safety group Everytown concluded that people wounded by gunfire make up an enormous portion of gun violence, but they have not been an integral part of the conversation about it. They say giving more attention to those who did not die could alter policies and suggest new solutions. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.